The views and comments expressed on the Space Show by its guests, callers, and listeners belong to them. The Space Show and its hosts serve only as a platform and are not responsible for others' comments or views. All topics discussed on the Space Show are primarily for educational purposes.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other thing.
It's the Space Show with Dr. David Livingston. Broadcasting for 7 continents, consistently bringing you quality news and interviews with the best and brightest minds in the new space economy. Here is the founder and host of the Space Show, the man who best articulates the vision of space commercial enterprise, Dr. David Livingston.
Good evening, listeners. Welcome to a special, unique edition of the Space Show this Thursday evening. It's actually November 21st, 2019. November is going by quickly, everybody. I am your host, David Livingston, and it's very nice to be here. And thank you for tuning in on this special program. Let me make a couple of quick announcements. Dr. Kirby Runyon is with us tomorrow, and he is going to talk about the proposed concept mission, the NASA Interstellar Mission, and also planetary nomenclature that we've talked a little bit about in recent weeks, especially with Dr. Alan Stern. And Sunday is Open Lines. Then coming into next week, it's a strange week because of the Thanksgiving holiday, but we have on Monday evening, Alan Lagwig is back with us, and Alan hasn't been on the show for a while, but he's a policy guru, really good guy, and he has a brand new book out, a great holiday book, and I'll tell you more about that as we get closer to Monday, November 25th. Dr. David Shrunk is with us Tuesday on his revised copy of his really famous and very well-respected book, The Moon Resources, Future Development and Settlement. And David will be back with us. He hasn't been with us for a couple of years, but he's a great guest. He's a retired radiologist, and he has a classic book, and he's got a couple of co-authors that all of you have heard of as well, including Madhu and a couple of others. We have no program Wednesday for Hotel Mars due to Thanksgiving, no program on Thanksgiving, obviously. You know, that's a given. There will be no Friday program. That's part of the Thanksgiving holiday. And then Dr. Gary Greenberg is with us, and you'll hear more about him next Monday and next Tuesday and in the newsletters that I publish. He was referred to us by Bernie Taylor. So we have some exciting shows coming up. Today, I'm going to say it's a 60-minute formatted program. It may very well be less than 60 minutes, because I'm hoping this will be a sort of reference show for people that may have questions about our annual Space Show One Giant Leap campaign drive that we do every year, starting around Thanksgiving and running until the end of the year, December 31st. That's what this show is primarily about. But it's also a type of open line show for people who may want to use it that way. We'll take your questions and comments about any and all space issues. I know we have open lines on Sunday, but some of you may be unable to call in on Sunday, but you can call in tonight and you want to express yourself about something. You're more than welcome to do that and to have a discussion tonight. Let me get the show started, and then we'll go into more detail about this particular program. Our toll-free number, should you wish to call in on any topic, including our fundraising topic, 1-866-687-7223, and you can use email, drspace, drspace, at thespaceshow.com, and you can use our blog, which is on our website, thespaceshow.com, all the way over to the far right for upcoming shows. This is the first show listed. Open it up. That's our blog page, by the way, and scroll all the way down to comments. Post your comment, ask your question, and as soon as you do that, hit the send button, and then I'll integrate it into the show real time as I get your message, which will probably be almost instantaneously. So the phone call, though, again, and we always prefer the toll-free call, 1-866-687-7223. So, listeners, every year about this time, shortly before Thanksgiving, we start our annual fundraising campaign for the Space Show to complete the year and to take us into and finance the coming year, which in this case will be 2020. So I don't usually start with a special dedicated Space Show program about fundraising, but I'm going to do it this year, and I have a couple of reasons for doing that, and they'll unfold as we discuss. First of all, please note that there's a banner ad going across the very top of our homepage and other pages promoting our campaign, and has a big PayPal button or dot in the center of it. So if you would like to contribute to us using PayPal, that's really the easiest way to do it. If you want to send a check, once you click on that PayPal button, there are instructions for how to send a check made payable to One Giant Leap Foundation, and the mailing address, which I'll give out here, is P.O. Box 95, Tiburon, T as in Tom, I, B as in boy, U-R-O-N, California, 94920. So you may ask why we're doing a special space show program for fundraising. Well, among the most very, very important reasons is that we're coming up on 19 years of the space show. And all of you listening, and those of you that may listen on the blog or on archives, and those of you that listen but may never listen to this show, you have made the space show what it is today. And I believe you need a special thanks and a special shout out, because without your listening, without your blog commenting, without your financial support, without your emails to me, we wouldn't have a space show. So the space show is really your program. You have made it happen. You are continuing to make it happen. And you deserve a large round of applause and special thanks and a whole lot of gratitude on my part. So I wanted to do a special space show launching the fundraising drive tonight to thank each and every one of you. I wish I could do it by name, but obviously I can't do that. Your support, and it comes, as I said, by listening, commenting on the blog, emailing me, even some of you who sometimes post sort of unacceptable blog comments, all of it. You've made the show really go for 19 years and close to 3,500 interviews. So I thank you from the bottom of my heart. I have nothing but respect and gratitude for you and for your support. Obviously, the Space Show is a listener-supported radio, so it needs to continue getting your support, and I hope you will support us. I think it's really worthwhile. Obviously, many of you do, too, because you do support us. And you deserve all the credit. So I'm giving it to you tonight in this special show. You're the best ever group of people. And there's one other thing, and I'll repeat it Sunday because maybe some people will be listening to Open Lines that aren't listening tonight. This is a little off the record for space, but it has and goes right to the heart of why I'm so deeply appreciative and respectful of this audience. So many of you who are frequent listeners know over the years I have mentioned, sometimes talked about, sometimes come close to shedding tears on the show, but I think I've covered them up, that my younger son has cystic fibrosis, and sometimes he's in bad shape from it, and other times he's doing okay, and you know, lots of other problems associated with it, from medical to insurance to health to this to that. And we've talked about gene modification for space, but I've also asked a guest about gene modification for illnesses, including CF, and many of you have been very patient. Well, recently, a new drug was approved by the FDA, by Vertex, which is a genetically targeted drug, and it just happens to target the genetic combination of the two genes that my son has. And it is supposed to be an incredibly revolutionary treatment. So the docs have ordered it for my son, and we're hoping it gets approved by insurance. It's about $320,000 a year. We don't know very much about what it might cost for copays or anything like that. But the news and the article about this drug made by Vertex called Triafca, that's the marketing name, has obviously gone around the world, and I have received, I don't know, several dozen emails, not blog posts, but emails from listeners everywhere, not just the United States. I think the furthest away is from Julian in Australia, but several in Europe, several in Canada, lots of people in the United States, and they have said, hey, David, did you see about this new treatment? We hope it is helpful for your son, and da-da-da-da-da. You know, and I'm really moved that you guys take time out of your daily life. You've listened to spatial programs. You know that we're a CF family, and you take time to send me this article, and you don't just assume or take for granted that I've seen it. Well, obviously I have seen it because I've got tracking devices and Google searches set up for, you know, anything related like this. But I'm really touched, and I'm deeply appreciative of those of you who have sent me articles and who have commented on it. And it speaks really, really loudly about the type of audience that the space show is and consists of. And you take the time out to do this and to tell me about it. And, you know, I really love you guys. And I appreciate your support. And your support comes in ways other than just sending in a check or a PayPal contribution to the space show. This is an example of it. So, again, I wanted to give a shout-out to all of you and to the absolute specialness of this audience and those of you in it for caring deeply. And, you know, I don't know you personally. If we were sitting next to each other in an Uber, we wouldn't know one another. Well, you might recognize me because my picture's plastered all over the website. But I wouldn't know you. And you reach out, and remember that old Yellow Page ad, reach out and touch someone. Well, you've certainly touched me without going through the Yellow Pages. And I just needed, for my own self, but also I wanted to share with you a great big bunch of thank yous. So, and I'll do that again on open lines because a group of different people will listen on open lines over them today. So, again, do note that we have a banner ad at the top of the website for the campaign, which will stay up between now and December 31st. We promote the campaign on the shows, but also through email, newsletter, special notes, Facebook, LinkedIn, and tweets. So have patience with me, people. The spatial campaign is really essential. It keeps us on the air, and we need to promote it. We can't just do this one show and then sit back and hope that enough of you support us that we can continue doing the space show. It doesn't work that way. So the space show's like in a six-week NPR fundraising drive show, pledge night or whatever they call it, except, you know, we don't take pledges, and unfortunately we don't have gifts to give you other than continued listening and space educational program. So you may get bugged by Facebook notices or tweets or even email newsletter things about the fundraising drive. But that's how we raise the money for the show. So I can understand you running out of patience or being irritated. I really can. But we need it, and we hope you understand that. And we hope you do support us, and above all, we hope you keep listening to the space show. And let me sort of tell you what the space show was like for 2019. And you know, I could do this for other years too, but I'm just going to go back to 2019 because we've had some amazing guests this year. So if I've left your name out, it's not on purpose. It's just that there's too many to read. We'd be here all night reading the names of guests on the space show. But George Sowers was on the show again. Dr. Hansen, who wrote the Neil Armstrong book, and remember the movie was out about Neil early in the year. Dr. Goswami, we discovered her with the help of the National Space Society, Rod, and a couple of other people, and she has become a go-to on Asia, China space, national intelligence, space force, topics like that. And Namrata was a guest many, many times on different space shuttle programs, and she's really a great resource. Dr. Jeff Bell was with us several times. Remember, he's fighting pancreatic cancer, but he still finds the time and energy to come on the show. And I'm happy to say he's doing okay. I've been exchanging emails with Jeff, but just as of last night. And, you know, he's holding his own, and I hope Jeff can return to the show again real time, real soon. Dr. Paul Davies, one of the great real-thinking, creative, out-of-the-box physicists, is on the show. In fact, we need to get Paul back on because his new book has come out in the United States, and we want to talk to him about that. Zimmerman was on the show multiple times. I know many of you maybe don't like him, but many of you do, and he always has commercial space, new space news to tell us. Frank White, the Overview Effect, came back on. Let's see some of the other people that have been on the show many, many times. Rachel Seidler, you know, you've heard of her. She's at one of the universities in South Florida. Ed Wright was on the show. Henry Vanderbilt was on the show regarding space access. Chris Carberry, he's in fact coming back on real soon too, Explore Mars. Ian Feichtenbaum, Bradford Space. Remember, they acquired Deep Space Industries, and we had a great commercial space resources, space acquisition, commercial space show with him. This was the year of Apollo, and we had so many great Apollo authors featuring their books. We devoted a lot of airtime to Apollo and a fabulous Apollo author. Chris Morrison, Dr. Chris Morrison, our resident nuclear guy, was on the show multiple times. Dennis Winkle came back on the show a couple of times. Dr. Mike Gruntman. Kim Holder was on with Moonwords. Let me see who else. Marcia Smith, Space Policy Online. Greg Autry, I think, was on twice, once or twice. Madhu from USC was on a couple of times. Zubrin was on. Linda Spilker from JPL came back on, and she tidied up Cassini for us and took us into the future. We met Emily Carney of Space Hipsters for the first time, and Emily was a great space show guest. I hope to have her on many more times. Phil Metzger returned to the show. Gil Levin came back on about Viking, but this time Gil came with his associate scientist, Dr. Pat Stratt, and we got to talk to Pat, too. How cool was that? Let's see, who else? Jim Muncy came back with us, Bruce Cordell. We met Lauren Grush, G-R-U-S-H, and Lauren was a terrific guest. Anita Semgupta was back on the program this year. And very good Nancy Atkinson, another great author. National Space Society did multiple shows with us. Rod Pyle and Aggie Coburn were on the show. John Juris did programs with us this year. Brandenburg, God, how can we forget Dr. Brandenburg? He was with us. Doug Messier, Parabolic Arc. Rand Simberg, Evo Laterra with Bill Simon. Michelle Evans came back. Brad Blair was back with us. Joel Sercell, Momentous Space and some other topics, was with us. Craig Hardgrove, University of Arizona, made his first appearance. Wingo again. Garrett Reisman, astronaut Garrett Reisman, was on the program. Tom Olson. We did four-star Lieutenant General of the Air Force, Stephen Quatz, was on the phone. Jeff Greason returned to the space show about his new program. John Bucknell gave us updates on his nuclear rocket program. Ted Southern of the commercial space suit company Final Frontier Design returned to the show. Let's see, Lars Osborne, we met him at Space Access with Agile Space and Dottie Barnes. They were both on the show today. Dr. Kothari came back on, and he's a new sponsor with Astrox. Pat Hines, our friend down in Las Cruces, was back on. John Jossi and Kim Holder did a terrific post Space Studies Institute conference show, and from that, we had lots of other guests come on the show. Wayne White, the attorney who's been with us since almost the start of the space show, was back with us on property rights and his property rights idea and proposed legislation. From ISDC, we met Dr. Anahita Modisiriari on lunar and Martian lava tubes. Dallas Benhoff was with us a couple of times. Michelle Hanlon, Laura Montgomery, Chris Stone, John Blinkow of the Gateway Foundation. Al Globus was on, and Al is coming back on in the near future. Alan Hale, the astronomer, Hale Bob, was with us. Gerald Jackson, the famous physicist, on antimatter propulsion possibilities. Linda Plush, the aerospace medicine human factors nurse specialist, was on with John Jurist. That was really great. Let's see, Umar Siddiqui was on with his company down in L.A. Michael Meeling returned this year to the space show with his venture capital, not venture capital, but his investment firm with Steve Jurgensen. 2020, Mars 2020 with Dr. Melissa Trainer. The Right Climate Guys, I know some of you may not have liked them, but they're retired NASA Apollo participants, engineers, Dr. Tom Weissmuller and Dr. Hal Dwaran. The IEEE was represented for the very first time with Ella Atkins, who is really a great guest. Chris Morrison came on with Marcelo Vasquez, one of our all-time classic human radiation specialists. When he used to come on the show frequently, he was at Brookhaven for NASA. Then he went to Loma Linda, where he still is. And they really went into depth about human radiation, the consequences, all sorts of stuff like that. John Goff was back on the show again this year with Altius Space Systems. Dr. Alan Stern came back with lots of good updates. Casey Dreyer of the Planetary Society. Joe Carroll came back. Christopher Richens of RBC Signals. As I said, tomorrow Kirby Runyon is on, referred, by the way, by Alan Stern, regarding planetary nomenclature and the NASA interstellar mission. Alan Ladwig next week. David Shrunk. Sean Casey on commercial space. He's coming back early in December. December 3rd, Bryce Meyer is Carnegie Mellon University. He's known for space farming and closed-loop life support. Dr. Panos Citraras, I'm probably messing up his name. He's another IEEE specialist that will be with us this year. Chris Carberry wrote a book from Explore Mars. He's on the show frequently. Alcohol in Space. You're going to love hearing about that topic and that space and that book. And Chris is always a great guest. Morgan Irons is coming on. Those of you who went to the Space Studies Institute will remember Dr. Morgan Irons. Jim Logan returns. Dylan Taylor. Michael Listener. And Tom Olson will do his classic end-of-the-year program December 29th. That's about a third of the guests that we had on in 2019. It was a banner year for guests. And again, you guys made it possible. You support the show. You listen to the show. You send emails. You post on the blog. You send emails to me. You made it possible. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I wish I could say thank you for every single guest we had on the show, but we'd be here for 2 hours. But that's where the money goes. It costs money to do our program. So let me talk to you a little bit about what the space show actually costs to produce. So I do not get a salary or any personal money or income from the space show, and have never, ever gotten anything like that from the space show coming up on 19 years. So it has been a labor of love to me. And now, according to the board of directors, the space show One Giant Leap does reimburse me, because I have a home office, a portion of overhead that goes into running the home office, because some of that is dedicated to the space show. So that reimbursement is set by the board of directors. It hasn't moved in about 6 years or 7 years, and it's $600 fixed per month. It does not vary. And so that is the only money that comes from a check from One Giant Leap to David Livingston. In addition, the biggest variable expense are computer repair issues for space show computers, for streaming and related topics. And as our computer network ages, those costs increase. For variable expenses, it's really almost always computer streaming, audio related. Occasionally it's hardware related, but not very often. The space show has some needs though, and many of you know that we have audio problems, and a lot of the audio problems are because most guests use either a digital phone line, VOIP phone line, like Comcast or AT&T UVerse or whatever it may be, Google Voice or something, and or a cell phone. And the cell phone connections don't always work well. But the bigger problem is that our audio equipment is analog, and it doesn't always play nicely with the newer digital equipment. So we've talked about this before, and I know many of you have sent in suggestions, but let me do it real quickly. I don't want to get bogged down on this. Because we take live phone calls, and our guest is live on the show, and for every phone line we have to have a hybrid unit. And that hybrid unit is what puts the phone call into the mix to be streamed. And our hybrids are all analog, and they just don't do well for processing digital. So for those of you that have been hearing recent shows, you know that AT&T has said that they want to get rid of all of their analog landline phone lines. And we have three analog phone lines. And we don't know if they're going to get rid of them starting in January 1st like they say they are. We've gotten no notification. But we have looked into what it will cost us to upgrade to digital newer hybrids. And the thing is, the digital hybrids are pretty new on the market. You're not seeing very many of them show up on eBay or on the used equipment suppliers. But to upgrade the hybrids, a telephone set which is required for them, and an analog node that goes with our analog mixer so that it will work with the digital hybrid, plus the labor to install all of this, has been estimated by our broadcast engineer of $10,355. If we got rid of the analog mixer that we use, which is coming up on about 17 years of age, we would then get rid of the analog node interface, which is $2,100, and the mixer would cost us about another $10,000. So to modernize our equipment, depending on which way we decided to do it, it would be between roughly $10,400 and $20,400. So the only way we can afford to do that is to raise money. So, you know, hopefully we can, in the annual fund and through efforts maybe continuing into the early part of 2020, raise enough money for spatial operations plus to modernize our equipment. So those are our expenses. $600 a month is $7,200 a year, roughly, a fixed overhead. Then we have the variable cost, which I talked about a little bit. And then we have the cost to modernize. Now, if AT&T does not dump the lines and we can buy some time, well, then we can buy some time in raising the money. But staying on the air is going to necessitate us going to digital equipment, because more and more people are giving up their landlines. They're costly. Most people don't feel they need them. I mean, who out there is doing radio shows where they need landlines all the time, right? So anyway, that's I'm putting that out there so you know a little bit about space show costs and overhead. In addition, we're coming up on the 20th year of the space show, and I have been working on the space show book that I mentioned before, and that's going to be incurring some editing and other costs. Some of those will be One Giant Leap responsibility. So that's also looming down the road as a One Giant Leap space show expense item. There's a lot of reasons there for why we're doing a special Let's Launch the Space Show fundraising campaign with a special program this year. So what does the space show do? Well, it does provide education. So maybe for most of the listeners, you're advanced in your space education. You work in the industry. You're certainly not a novice, so to speak. But we do bring in a lot of new people. We get them interested in space. And we help them understand why, for example, it's important to go to the moon. Coming up next week, I'm doing two lectures by telephone to a group of aviation students at Rocky University in Billings, Montana. And I'm working on that talk. It's about a 40-minute telephone talk with some online examples that they can look at. I'm working to help Rocky consider a space studies department within their aviation department. So we do a lot for school kids. I get lots of emails from school kids and from others on STEM and on why space is important. Why should we go to the moon? And we help educate people, and we do that education with you, the listener, playing a very, very big role, because you ask questions, you comment on the blogs, you participate in shows with callers and with guests. And all of that helps educate people. It's not just me with a microphone, it's you. But I believe this education and this awareness of what space is to all of us, and, you know, our lives are dependent upon space, and maybe to people on the space show, we have more awareness about it, or we think it's more important to us than for other people. But it's important to all of us, medically, as you've heard me talk about many, many times on the show. Certainly with communication, certainly with entertainment. I mean, we could go through the list. But you, the spatial audience, know all of this. But we are working real hard to get that message out to people who are not as well up on, advised, knowledgeable, or maybe are still a little on the fence or uncertain about space and its value and its importance. So that's what we do with our money. We educate. 100% of this goes into producing and keeping the space show on the air. And you guys have been great. You've supported us with your energy, with your participation in shows on the blog. Some of you have been guests on the show. Some of you have been motivated to write books, and we talk to you on air about your books. So all of you participate in this outreach educational process, and we hope we're sort of a leading way, a guiding light for that type of educational outreach. But it does cost money, and we need your support. So at this time of the year, we specifically ask for it, even though we do a little bit of fundraising on all of our space show programs. But now, as we come in toward the end of the year, and it is an actual fundraising drive, we really ask for it and tell you what we're using it for and how much we need it. And we hope you will participate with us in shows, and we hope you will help support us and feel that it's necessary as well, and believe that it's a good investment. A couple of other things. Remember, we are a 501c3 nonprofit. So even though there have been tax law revisions, you're still entitled to a tax deduction if you're paying taxes. So you do get a tax deduction on your federal tax side because we're a 501c3 on the federal side, One Giant Leap Foundation Incorporated. But if you're a California taxpayer, we're a public benefit corporation. You hear me say that all the time. We will continue keeping the space show a live program. It's a lot more costly. But if we change this to podcast and all we did was an interview with somebody, but you, the listener, were not listening live and not participating live, and then we archived it as an MP3 and as a podcast, it'd be a lot cheaper. I would not need a mixer. I wouldn't need hybrids. I wouldn't need anything. I just need a good way to record the guest phone call. But we want to be live. We want this to be a discussion. And the space show does represent all ideas and all perspectives, even controversial ones. And I do get emails from people who have gotten really mad because I've aired shows on a topic that they don't agree with, and they've told me they're not going to listen to the show anymore and they're going to cut off support. Well, I'm sorry to see them do that. You know, that's their choice. But we will continue to air all sides, even hotly debated all sides and all perspectives, and we will continue to rely on you, the listener, having enough discernment to decide about the quality of what you're listening to. So our campaign is on. We hope that you will support us via PayPal. If not PayPal, by sending in a check to One Giant Leap Foundation at Box 95, Tiburon, California, 94920. A couple of other things I want to mention. Thanksgiving is next week for those of you that celebrate it. So the Space Show wishes all of you and your families and friends a really, truly great Thanksgiving holiday and a very safe one. Remember, when you're driving or being out or going anyplace or going to a concert or doing anything, you need to watch out for yourselves and the other people. Keep yourself safe. We want you back as a Space Show listener and hopefully a Space Show participant in our live shows with guest questions and comments or blog questions and comments. We love it when you participate with us. And we don't have a litmus test for your belief system, so it's fine if you want to challenge and disagree with everything we're doing and saying. That's absolutely perfectly okay and fine. Make your case, okay? And, of course, if you want to agree with us, that's also fine. So bear with us between now and the end of the year as we fundraise using our email newsletter, commentary on live space show programs, Facebook pages, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Don't run from us. We need the support. And we're doing what we can with our community to get that support, as we've explained to you over the last 35 or 40 minutes. But once again, and this is really, really important, the Space Show's success is your success. It's your success because you're the guest on the program, you're the callers on the program, you're the financial supporters that keep the Space Show going from year to year, coming up on 19 years. And you're the people that inspire me personally and touch me personally. You know, when I started this program 19 years ago, the idea of having a relationship with people I don't know, being moved and inspired and touched and seriously at times brought to tears. I mean, you don't see me when I get some of your emails, like your cystic fibrosis outreach emails that I described a little while ago on the air. We're not doing FaceTime. You don't see me. You don't know what that means to me. And you don't know what it means to me to turn on the computer and see PayPal notices of support. You're sending in money because you like the show and what it brings you and what you get from it. And you obviously are okay with me doing that, and you trust that I'm doing a good job. That's amazing. And I don't know you personally. So it's an incredible experience to be behind the microphone and to have made this contact with each and every one of you who have absolutely been the responsible party for the success of the space show. Those of you who have financially supported us, those of you who call us, those of you who email us, those of you who send me private emails, those of you who post on the blog, all of it. Send me guest suggestions. Hey, it's your show. So keep it going. Keep it going. And I love you for it. And, I wish we could have a big bash at some point during the year and everybody would come to it, no matter where you live. Everybody could come. And I wish the space show had the resources to put you all up in a great hotel and in some great city, not San Francisco. That's another discussion for another day. But I would love it, but we're not there yet. So, listeners, thank you from the bottom of my heart. I hope you do support us and continue to support us and continue to listen and stay with us. What has transpired over the last 19 years is so special. And I've met so many incredible friends. And I've been fortunate to meet many of you. And I could talk about some people that just when I see their emails or I get a text message or a call from some of you, my day brightens. You guys, you keep me going. And your support is great, and your support comes in many, many ways. And don't ever forget that. So myself, the space show, Pepper, who's sitting next to me, from the bottom of her little furry heart, and from the bottom of my heart, which I hope keeps ticking for a long, long time to come, thank you. So I thank you for listening to this special program. Don't forget our banner up there at the top. The drive is on, the fundraising drive is on, and we hope you do a great job in supporting us this year, and in turn we will do a great job in giving you what you want this year and 2020. So let's all hang in there. Let's keep going forward with space. It means a lot to humanity. It means a lot to each of us individually. We all know we're on the right path with it. Space is important and it's crucial. And we thank you. And I look forward to your participation in the upcoming shows to open lines. And if you have any comments about this, feel free to post them on the blog. Anything you want. You know, our rules, civility, cleanliness, no bad words, you know, that kind of stuff. So this is, even if you think I'm full of it, post it. Put it up there for everybody to see. Let them know how you think. And, of course, you can always email me privately at drspace@thespaceshow.com. So that's it for Thursday night. We thank you again. Everybody have a great rest of the week. Listen to us live with Kirby tomorrow. It's going to be a great show, especially the NASA Interstellar Mission. They're a little bit different than Breakthrough and some of the others. They're talking about 10%. No, I'm getting it confused. They're talking about 100,000 miles an hour with a fully developed SLS. You got to hear this program and learn about this concept, plus planetary nomenclature,
Pluto, everybody, besides being an absolutely fabulous, fabulous, cute dog, damn it, it's also a planet. Let's not forget that. Goodbye from the space show. This is David telling you all a good night and great Thanksgiving coming up and good programming between now and Thanksgiving. And by the way, there's another thing I forgot to tell you about. We've started booking a couple of shows for early January, so I just want to tell you that, this continues into 2020. So Dr. Church is going to be with us January 3rd. And remember when we did the show a couple of weeks ago with Adam about the genetic modification, and he kept referencing Dr. George Church's genetics lab for human spaceflight at Harvard University. Well, Adam introduced me to George, and he's agreed to be on the show Friday, January 3rd. What a great, great way to start the year. Michael Belfiore, who's a fabulous science writer, wrote a great book about DARPA not too long ago and was a really frequent guest on the space show a couple of years ago. We've missed him. He's returning with technology updates and things, and he's a great science writer, and his website is michaelbelfiore.com, B-E-L-F-I-O-R-E. He's with us January 5th. And then one of our Australia friends introduced me to Dr. Malcolm Davis in Australia. He's with us January 7th on Space in Australia, Asia and China from their view, space defense and national security issues. That will be a fabulous program, Tuesday, January 7th. Just gives you an idea of what's going to happen. We're starting the year with a bang with Dr. Church. So stay tuned. It's going to be a wonderful, continuous ride on the space show. Once again, good night, everybody. Back again live tomorrow morning, 9:30, Dr. Runyon, and open lines on Sunday, 12 noon. Keep looking up. Keep being safe. It's the holiday period, so please do keep being safe. One more thing I keep forgetting, very important to shout out to my sponsors, Northrop Grumman, Space Foundation, Astrox, AIAA, Moonwards, Space Development Network, Celestis, National Space Society, and the Space Plan. We are open for taking new sponsors for the coming year. You get the banner ad that you can change whenever you want. Excuse me. And on the shorter shows, I give a shout-out like I just did, and on the longer shows, I read your message. So if you're interested in being a 2020 sponsor, do email me, drspace@thespaceshow.com. We're taking sponsorship reservations for the new year right now. Everybody have a great rest of the week. Good night from the Space Show.